Gaura Vani Pajani Vasisasini. What is this strange noise from this?
Are we here?
Yeah, we're here, but there's all this funny noise. All the little birds chirping. Andeham Sri Guru Sri Tapatamam Sri Guru Vaishnavastram Sri Rupam Sahajatam Sahara Ravanatam Vitam Tam Sativa Sadvaitam Sadhutam Prajana Saita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahana Vitam Sri Shakam Vitashtra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Science. 25th of May, 2009 in Honolulu. Our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16. King Chitraketu meets the Lord, Text 32. Sattvutama shloka padamcha vistaram.
Sattvutama shloka padamcha vistaram.
Prema shule shar upame hayamu.
Prema shule shar upame hayamu.
Prema paruda kila varna nigamo.
Prema paruda kila varna nigamo.
Vaiva sakatam prasadi ditum chiram.
Sahutama shloka padam cha vistaram.
Sahutama shloka padam cha vistaram.
Prema shule sharpame vayamu.
Prema shule sharpame vayamu.
Prema purudha khila varanyamu.
Prema purudha khila varanyamu.
Naiva shakattam prasandhi.
Personality of Godhead.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Pada Abja.
Pada Abja.
Of the lotus feet.
Of the lotus feet.
Vistaram.
Vistaram.
The resting place.
The resting place.
Prema Ashru.
Prema Ashru.
Of tears of pure love.
Of tears of pure love.
Leshahai.
Leshahai.
By drops.
By drops.
Upamehayam.
Upamehayam.
Moistening.
Moistening.
Muhu.
Muhu.
Again and again.
Again and again.
Prema Uparudha.
Prema Uparudha.
Choked with love.
Choked with love.
Akila.
Akila.
All.
All.
Varna.
Varna.
Of the letters.
Of the letters.
Nirgamaha.
Nirgamaha.
The coming out.
The coming out.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Na.
Eva.
Eva.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Asakshat.
Asakshat.
Sorry. Asakat.
Asakat.
Was able.
Was able.
Tam.
Tam.
Unto him.
Unto him.
Prasam iditum, to offer prayers,
chiram,
for a long time.
For a long time.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, first, what word do you see her twice?
Prem.
With tears of love and affection, Chitraketu repeatedly moistened the resting place of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Because his voice was choked in ecstasy, for a considerable time, he was unable to utter any of the letters of the alphabet to offer the Lord suitable prayers. Purport. All the letters of the alphabet and the words constructed by those letters are meant for offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Chitraketu had the opportunity to offer prayers to the Lord by composing nice verses from the letters of the alphabet, but because of his ecstasy, for a considerable time, he could not join those letters to offer prayers to the Lord. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.22, Idam hi pumsas tapasa shuttasyava swistasya suktasya cha buddhi datayoho avichito rita kavibir nirupito tad uttamasloka gunar nivandanam. If one has scientific, philosophical, political, economic, or any other abilities and wants perfection in his knowledge, he should offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by composing first-class poetry or engaging his talents in the service of the Lord. Chitraketu wanted to do this, but he was unable because of loving ecstasy. Therefore, he had to wait for a considerable time before he could offer prayers. Sautama sloka padabja vistaram prema shuleshar upame hayamuhu premo paruda ki lavarna nirgamo naivasakatam prasamiditum chiram. With tears of love and affection. Maybe we can imagine this scene. So here's the Supreme Lord as Sankarshan. And there, the whitest form of the Lord, there with four hands. And Chitraketu with tears of love and affection. Anyone here ever cried tears of love? For anybody? Chitraketu repeatedly moistened the resting place of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. So where do you think his head must have been? Must have been in his feet. So there's, if he's repeatedly moistening it, then the Lord's lotus feet must be in kind of a puddle of tears at his resting place. Because his voice was choked in ecstasy, for a considerable time he was unable to utter any of the letters of the alphabet to offer the Lord suitable prayers. So we have, of course, other stories like this. Lord Brahma, after stealing the boys and cows, he's also just offering repeated obeisances at the Lord's lotus feet and unable to say anything. There was a time I worked as an assistant principal of a public school, and my office mate used to play Christian music all the time. And one of the songs she played is, "I can only imagine what will happen when I see you, Jesus. Will I be able to offer prayers, or will I just be so choked in ecstasy that I won't be able to say anything?" So this is often actually what happens when the devotee sees the Lord. Now it's interesting, this idea of joining the letters of the alphabet. It's like he just couldn't put the words together. He couldn't get the sounds to form a prayer. And Srila Prabhupada refers us to one of the most incredible purports. Of course, he refers us to the verse in the Bhagavatam, which is where Srila Prabhupada speaks about that whatever our talents are, and he mentions even things like chemistry and psychology, that if we use those in the service of the Lord, they are factually... Anybody know that purport? All those things, when used in the service of the Lord, are factually Hari Kirtan. So we think of Kirtan as we're getting together and chanting Hare Krishna, and we're offering suitable prayers to the Lord. But Prabhupada also says that using any of our talents and abilities and knowledge, even up to the level of things as seemingly mundane and nonsense as psychology and chemistry, when used to glorify the Lord, become Hari Kirtan. You wonder, why is Prabhupada quoting that in this context? Because the letters of the alphabet and our talents, all the things in this world, why are we doing them? All of us have some work that we're doing, right? Whether we're doing the work in the temple or we're doing the work outside or a little of both. We all have some, as Prabhupada says here, talents and abilities. What are we hoping to find from those things? We want some feeling of satisfaction. Obviously, we're working for bodily maintenance. Krishna says you can't maintain your body without work. So whether the maintenance is a little house under the banyan tree and some khichdi, or whether the maintenance is a paycheck or
whatever the maintenance may be, part of the reason we're working is for security and care. And another reason we're working is for satisfaction, a feeling of accomplishment, which Maharaj Chitraketu was having a hard time feeling like he was accomplishing anything. He couldn't put it together. He couldn't put the letters together, like you're working on a project and it's just not, you're trying to have it come together. But we want this feeling of satisfaction, of accomplishment. I did something. Krishna likes that too. It's explained when Krishna looks around Vrindavan and he's thinking, wow, look at the effect of my energy. So we as part and parcel of Krishna, Prabhupada says in the story of the fight between Krishna and Jambavan that Krishna has all the propensities of a human being. So we also feel like that. Look what I've done. I've cooked this subject. You know, I've dressed the deities. I've cleaned the temple floor. I've cleaned the bathroom. We had these young girls cleaning the bathroom yesterday and complaining about it. But I'm sure when they're done, they look at it and go, I did it. It's clean, right? There's some feeling of satisfaction. And we also work, ultimately, we're looking for joy. There is a professor, Mikhail Csikszentmihalyi is his name, and he wrote a book about something called, that he calls flow, when work and play become one. And you feel like you can just go on without stopping. Actually, that's how you know what your varna is, when there's some work that you can easily do 12, 14 hours a day, and you feel energized by it. I mean, you get physically tired, obviously, at the end of the day. But you feel like, yes, I'm in the right place. It fits. So we're looking for that feeling of belonging, of satisfaction, of accomplishment, of security in our work. That's why we do anything. So what is the ultimate accomplishment of those things? That is shown here by Chitraketu. And that is prema. You know, I'm thinking in the material world that the ultimate accomplishment is I show something in terms of the material energy, or other people praise me, or something like that. But really, the ultimate achievement of that security, of that satisfaction, of that joy, of that feeling that my work is really play, is when I come to prema. That is the real salary for our work, right? We're all working for a salary. We're all working either for money, or for facility, for satisfaction, for accomplishment, for a sense of joy. Isn't that the salary we're looking to get from our activities? And I'm not just talking about the work one does for maintenance, but even, you know, cleaning your house or whatever. But the ultimate salary, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about what is the ultimate salary, which Chitraketu here achieved. He says, prema dana bina vyartha daridra jivana dasa kori, if any of you are Bengali, I'm sorry, then I'm not speaking this very nicely, dasa kori betan more deha prema dana. He says, prema dana. Dana means wealth. I want the wealth of love. Prema dana bina, without. Prema dana bina vyartha. You all know what artha means? Vyartha means useless, yes. Artha means a goal. Like we say, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Well, something, we often talk about artha in terms of money. So it's something useless is vyartha. There's no goal. There's no accomplishment. Prema dana bina vyartha daridra jivana. You know what daridra means? Prabhupada talks about the people who say daridra narayana.
Poor.
Jivana is life. So prema dana bina, if you don't get the salary of prema, then vyartha daridra jivana. Your life is useless and poor. Just imagine if a person was working their whole life and they never got paid a salary. They never felt any sense of satisfaction in their work. They never felt like they accomplished anything. We'd say they had a really useless, poor life, right? There's no meaning in their life. I remember one time my husband got a job and the employer never paid him. Yeah, just never paid him. So it's kind of like that in the material world. You know, you're working and you're working and you're getting this sort of dreamlike, illusory things. But you don't really get what you're seeking. Maybe a little bit, a few drops here and there. So he's saying without this prema, it's a useless life. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Dasa Kori, I want to be your servant, my dear Lord. It's really annoying. Betan. Betan means?
Salary.
I must have pronounced it decently then. Dasa Kori Betan Mori. I want a salary. So many times in the Hare Krishna movement, we say devotees should not work for a salary. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants a salary. He says, Bethan, he says, I want a salary. I'm not working for nothing. That's the impersonalist ideas. We're working for nothing. It's just this morning hearing Prabhupada say how this voidism exists temporarily when the material world is wound up in the pralaya. Then that for a while everything's void. And he said the impersonalism also exists temporarily when we merge into the body of Mahavishnu. But it's not the ultimate situation of the living entity. So we don't want to work for no salary. Anyone who tells you you should work for no salary, you tell them, no, this is bogus. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says you get beitan, you get a salary. Dasa kori beitan mori. What is the salary he wants? Deha prema. I want this prema. Deha, give me this wealth of love. And you know, when you get this prema, then it includes everything. If I'm in a relationship with Krishna of love, do I feel completely secure? It's one of the reasons we want money, right? We want to feel secure. I'll be able to buy my food, I'll be able to buy my clothes, I'll be able to pay my rent, I won't, you know, be bothered by the rain. If I get sick, I'll be able to pay for it. Even if my children and my family reject me, if I'm old and sick, I'll have money, I'll be able to take care of myself. You know, we think you'll have some security, some safety. But if you have a relationship with Krishna of love, then you know he's going to take care of you. So that's taken care of. And then a feeling of accomplishment. What greater accomplishment is there than to have a relationship with God? Is there any greater accomplishment? Everything we do in terms of the material energy is just sandcastles. How long is, I mean, this is a nice building, but you know, how long is it going to last? The last 200, 300 years, that would be pretty good. You have to have a stone building to last for thousands and thousands of years, and even that eventually gets degraded. What are the things we're doing, especially you cooks, you know, I mean, your stuff doesn't even last for a few hours. Wait to speak of 100 years. But you have Krishna there, you have your real, you can really point to an accomplishment. That is something eternal. And the sense of flow, this sense of play and work, that's the whole basis of the spiritual world. Radharani is also cooking. Right? Madhyasoda is churning butter and taking care of the overboiling milk. And they're cleaning, it's described in the third canto. The goddesses of fortune are cleaning the palaces, even though there's no dirt. They're doing so many things. The gopis are making garlands. It says even when Krishna's out of Vrindavan, they're stringing garlands, hoping he'll come back. But that's not work. It's all play. It's all lila. So this sense of this combination of activity and play, that is also accomplished when one gets prema. Anything for which we work in this world is accomplished when you get the beitan of prema. But how ironic that when Chitraketu achieves this, then he becomes practically unable to function, at least temporarily. So that is what we're really looking for. And the Bhagavatam says, my dear friends, that if we are not experiencing this in our service, then our hearts are steel framed. This is the salary we should be getting. And by the way, we find, this is hard to say, but we find that we're dissatisfied with the beitan we're getting if we're not getting the real beitan. If we're not getting the real salary of prema, then we're always dissatisfied. Why isn't the temple president providing with this facility? Why isn't the GBC doing? Why isn't this? Why am I getting this? Why am I getting it? And we start looking at things materially. Why aren't I getting this? Why aren't I getting that? And getting mad at this person, at our boss, or at Krishna. We need to be getting real prema in our heart to the point that we have a choked up voice and tears falling continuously from our eyes. Oh my Lord, may my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant your holy name. When will my voice choke up? When will the hairs on my body stand on end? The recitation of your name. That's what we should be aspiring for. That's the salary that we should be working for, my dear friends. And if we're not achieving that, we'll always feel this sense of dissatisfaction. We'll blame this person, that person, this situation, the other situation. But the real problem is where? It's here with the steel heart. And what is the cause of the steel heart? Mostly aparad. So if we want to find full satisfaction in our work, in everything we do, whatever we do in this world, Prabhupada says Krishna consciousness is not narrow or stereotyped. whatever you do, with a few exceptions, you can't go around murdering people for Krishna, but, you know, a few exceptions. You can't sell heroin for Krishna. But, you know, just very, very few. Other than that, whatever you do for Krishna, that's how we find satisfaction. To aim for that, don't ever forget that. Don't think that we're here in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to get some position or to get some title or to get a nice place to sleep or think I'm a nice religious person or think I know more than everybody else and understand the philosophy and that. That's not what we're here for. We're here to develop this love for Krishna. We're here to see Krishna. Now, Chitraketu did it in 7 days. I don't know very many members of ISKCON who do it in 7 days, but that should still be our goal, to soften the heart, to have what's actually the tears that are coming out of the eyes, it's a manifestation of the melted heart. The melting heart manifests through the eyes as tears. So you can actually feel it to some extent, how constricted and how melted your heart is. It's actually a feeling. And all of our fear and anxiety and anger comes from the fact that we still have more or less a steel-framed heart. But of course, Pashu Paki Jue, Pashu Navidhari, Suni Jara Gunagata, even the stones melt from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So even if one's heart is made of stone or steel, and of course, the islands here are a very nice place to think about melting stone. These volcanic islands. So just think, right, from the heat of the earth, the stone has melted. And from the melting stone, what a beautiful paradise has grown. So in the same way, we have a stone heart, but if we put it in the fire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, it will melt and will manifest a lush forest with all of the fruits of mangoes and papayas and lychees and all the wonderful fruits of love of God, which then we will taste eternally. So we have 2 minutes. Yes, Prabhu.
You mentioned about the working for salary or return, but how do you connect with the second chapter of Kamani Wali Pasasi? Your right to perform work, but you're not entitled to the fruits.
To the fruits. Ah, but this fruit we're entitled to. Prema, with that fruit we're entitled.
So once you work in that mood, then okay, I'm going to...
Yes. Prabhupada says one should be very enthusiastic that I will attain Krishna Prema in this life. And be willing to hang around life after life if necessary. Rukmini said, if you don't marry me this life, I'll do austerities life after life. But that fruit we should be anxious for. That fruit that we're not entitled to, that's the external material fruits. And we can understand that because I don't have any control over that. I can work hard and not get any fruits at all. And I can sometimes in this world we don't do anything and somebody gives us credit for it. And sometimes we work hard and people criticize us for it. We're not in control. You know, you can work hard and lose all your money and just sit around doing nothing and somebody hands you money. I mean, doesn't that happen? So that fruit is up to Krishna. Of course, the fruit of prema is also up to Krishna. But that fruit of prema, it really does belong to us. That's our natural nature. These other things don't belong to us, but that belongs to us. Jivara Swarupaya Krishna Nityadarshan. To be Krishna's servant and get paid with prema, that's our natural position. So to want to go home and be in our natural position, that's a good desire. We don't want to eliminate desires. Can't eliminate desires. Yes?
And that's the impression that's criticized the bhaktas. You want something. You want rasa.
Yeah.
You want... But yes, that, as you say, that is our right.
That is our right. And not only that, but that's what Krishna wants us to want.
Yes.
That's what he wants us to want. Just like I want my children to love me. If my children don't love me, I feel pain. I desire them to love me. I don't want them just to be detached and say, well, Amrila, maybe we love you, maybe we don't. I said, what kind of son are you? Krishna, he wants us to want love. That's his desire. If we want to please Krishna, then that's what we need to desire. Is that all right? I'm sure your mother, is your mother still alive?
Sorry?
Is your mother still alive?
Yes.
So I'm sure she wants you to love her, right? She'd be very upset if you didn't love her. Thank you.